T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Wednesday, August 12th. We do have our full weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. We do have some rain in central Kansas, so we'll be figuring that out and getting the full forecast coming up in just a few minutes. The Wichita City Council extending the city's mask order to after Labor Day.
The mandate was first enacted on July 3rd and requires face coverings for residents out in public when social distancing isn't possible. Vice Mayor Cindy Claycomb said local hospitals are encouraged by what they are seeing since the mandate was enacted.
They really believe that this downturn, one of the things that is leading to that is masking. So I thought that was good information that everybody should have.
Via Christie and Wesley report 8 fewer COVID-19 patients in their hospitals, 6 fewer in ICU. Council members Fry, Bluebaugh, and Clendenin voted against the mask extension. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And Harvey County also extending its mask order into mid-September. The Democratic ticket is set. Former Vice President Joe Biden selecting California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate.
Weeks of speculation ended with a text message. The Biden campaign supporter, Senator Kamala Harris, will be the Democratic vice presidential nominee. In a statement, former Vice President Joe Biden says he needs someone working beside him who is tough, smart, and ready to lead. President Trump says he considered Harris a number one draft pick, but was surprised at Biden's choice because she was disrespectful to him during primary debates.
She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh.
Former President Obama says his vice president nailed the decision. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Responding to protests across the country, President Trump saying there should be a federal response.
The president making it clear help is available for beleaguered cities dealing with nightly unrest for more than 2 months now. They need only ask.
We should do the opposite of defunding. We should help the police more. If you look at Oregon and you look at what's going on out there, we're willing to help. They're supposed to call and say, please send help. They have 10,000 great law enforcement people there. Really? They can take care of it themselves, but we'd be glad to send in the National Guard.
But instead of reaching out for help, Portland is letting hundreds of rioters off without charges. 550 cases have been referred to the DA. Of those, only 45 are being pursued. DA Mike Schmidt says while he doesn't condone the violence, it's about the protesters' right to be heard.
That's Fox's Mary Ann Rafferty reporting. State education leaders releasing new recommendations for students to return to school.
The Kansas Board of Education says it would like to see schools move to more online classes. It will also cancel sports and other activities if they see the coronavirus trends go in the wrong direction. Randy Watson with the Kansas Commission on Education tells KSN News the ultimate goal is to get students back to class.
They're in the early developmental stages of learning, so social, emotional, appropriate play, self-regulating, phonics, your first letters. And if you miss that or have to go remote with that, it's not an ideal environment. If you have to, you have to.
The board is also recommending that children of all ages should wear a mask. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Some local health officials in Kansas are critical of a coronavirus law passed by lawmakers in June That new law contains a Privacy Act. It states that employers need to get consent from those who tested positive for COVID-19 and close contacts in order to share their information to public health agencies. The local health officials say that legislation hurt contact tracing efforts by making it easier for people infected with COVID-19 to refuse to cooperate with them. They say the law makes it difficult for public health agencies to identify people who have recently come into contact with those infected with the virus. We'll be looking in on what the president thinks about the college football season, dating during the pandemic, the wit and wisdom of Earl Pitts, and, of course, our full weather forecast. Great information is coming your way right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. With Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, all morning long here on the Wednesday morning commute. Keep you updated on the traffic situation on Wichita roadways with Jad Chambers.
This morning so far in traffic, the conditions looking all right out there. And the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area, more stations edging down towards that lower end of the gasoline prices. Still not seeing much better out there than $1.91 a gallon or so, and several stations still up around the $1.95 a gallon mark. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And as we head into this Wednesday, let's take a look at what the weather has in store for us. Let's get the latest from meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Now that we are well into a summer pattern, we go day to day sometimes as thunderstorm complexes hang on a little longer than expected. And that's the case this morning as they have spread in clouds across parts of south central Kansas. We expect to be partly cloudy and warm this afternoon, our high 90. Storms return again after midnight, our low 72. Thursday, 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southeast, 93% humidity. We are under a cloudy sky. It is 70 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for being with us as we get underway with the show here on a Wednesday morning. It is 6:12 with Steve and Ted. The president is weighing in on the uncertainty of the college football season.
President Trump telling Fox Sports Radio that he thinks college football will be making a tragic mistake if the sport is not played this fall, saying the players can avoid the most serious symptoms of the coronavirus.
You know, these football players are very young, strong people, and physically, I mean, they're physically in extraordinary shape. So they're not going to have a problem. You're not going to see people, you know, could there be? Could it happen? But I doubt it.
The president's comments came hours before the Big Ten became the first Power Five conference to postpone its fall football season until the spring. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
And we'll have more on that coming up in sports in just a few minutes. What's changed dramatically during the pandemic? Well, everything, but how about dating?
Fox on
Chat. New York professional matchmaker Samantha Daniels says people who are dating in person have to make some important decisions and have some decidedly unromantic conversations.
You both decide jointly that you're both wearing a mask. If there's some chemistry and you're getting together again, then maybe the next time you don't wear a mask, but you're in conversation after that about how you're being safe.
Daniels says many people are now dating online, a less satisfying but safer substitute for face-to-face dates. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Let's check out what's going on in the world of technology.
Fox on Tech.
A luxury condominium in Miami is deploying a robot to help disinfect from the coronavirus. Staff at the Paramount Miami World Center can deploy it wherever people move from place to place, and it sends out a pulsating xenon UV light, which cleans the area. Morris Miller is the Zenex LightStrike robot CEO.
There's a lot of UV products on the market that make a lot of claims. LightStrike is the only robot that has been proven to kill SARS-CoV-2 that causes COVID-19 and there are over 40-plus independent studies proving its efficacy.
Daniel Coetzee is the Paramount Miami World Center CEO developer.
And so this is why we brought in LightStrike. This is a great technology to give people a peace of mind, gives our residents and future residents a chance to live in a COVID-free lifestyle.
The robot is being used in common areas, but will eventually be available upon request by homeowners in the building. The robots are also used in healthcare facilities. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
6:15 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We do have our Steve and Ted poll question on our website. You can go to it anytime, 24/7, right there at knssradio.com. We did retire our prior question concerning National Sandwich Month here in the month of August. We asked you what was your favorite sandwich. Here's the final results on that poll. Tuna salad, 5%. Peanut butter and jelly, just ahead at 6%. Grilled cheese at 9%. Then we get into double digits at roast beef at 11%. That would be my vote. Turkey, same, 11%. Little higher result for ham at 13%. But the go-away winner in this poll was the bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
The old BLT, 45% weighing in with the BLT.
Very, very popular,
BLT. A massive win for the BLT there in our poll. And we have a new question on our website now. We have a new poll question. Pretty timely here. Should schools in Kansas delay in-person classrooms this fall? Yes, no, or leave the decision to each school district. There's your choices. And if you would like to weigh in on that poll question, make sure you just click it on the website, knssradio.com. It's right there on the front page. Very easy to find.
I have some preliminary results from that poll.
Yeah, I figured you would.
We've got no coming in at number one, 63%. With leave the decision to each district at 20% and yes at 18%. So leave the decision to each district and yes tied right around that 20% mark, but everybody else going for no, shouldn't be delayed.
Should there be a delay? No is so far getting the lion's share of the end. And you can, like we said, you can weigh in anytime at our website, knssradio.com. 6:17 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. The Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Plummer has been selected by the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives to study economic recovery and resilience strategies, along with 41 other Chamber of Commerce professionals from communities throughout the U.S. It's an immersive executive development program. It provides Chamber of Commerce pros with education and tools to improve the post-COVID-19 pandemic outcomes for their communities. And Plummer says this will provide him with more tools to work with in reigniting the economy. I ran into Gary Plummer from the Chamber just a couple weeks ago at Bill's Charcoal Grill, 29th in Arkansas.
I need to go.
I guess it's just called Charcoal Grill.
Charcoal
now.
Grill,
not,
yeah.
Bill is long gone. But
I need to get back up there. They've got a burger that's got Polish sausage on it
that I
like quite a bit. I need to get one of those.
So good luck to Gary Plummer, and that's a nice honor from our chamber to have him be part of that fellowship, be on the front edge of communities as they try to deal with this pandemic problem and reigniting the economy once we get it behind us, or as much as we can do so. It is 6:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And here's we need to kind of update you on what the football situation is for the fall, especially when it comes to college football seasons. Here's the latest. The Big Ten Conference, the Pac-12 Conference, no football this fall. The Big 12 Conference is saying, yes, we will have football, and a schedule is pending, so KU and K-State fans will wait for that. The Atlantic Coast Conference and the Southeastern Conference also saying yes to football this fall. The city of Wichita will have no youth football this fall. That's been postponed to the spring. Friends University does plan to play football this fall, but the Pac-12 conference has canceled all sports through the end of the year, and that even includes the beginning of winter sports. And the Big Ten has postponed all of its fall sports. Sounds chaotic? Well, it's because it is. Here's Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show.
It just enunciates the dysfunctionality of college football. It's also one reason why we love it so much, because it's chaotic. It doesn't make any sense. There are always arguments, especially at the end of the season, but this is unprecedented because everyone wanted to play. I mean, I know there's some debate today about the Big Ten, and maybe it's justifiable, But everyone on the other side wants to play. They understand the challenge. But the reason why the Big 12 is so important is that if you're Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, or John Swofford of the ACC, how do you argue that you know more than two-thirds of the Power Five? It becomes a losable argument. I don't think it's possible to go on. They may go on a few more days, maybe a few more weeks, but if the Big 12 says tonight or tomorrow or sometime very soon, we're not playing, it puts enormous pressure on the other two.
Well, like we said, the Big 12, according to reports, is wanting to go ahead with football. They haven't made an official announcement yet, but that seems to be the way they're heading.
How in the world are you going to crown a national champion in college football this year? You can't.
Anybody that plays. If you don't play, you don't win it. The teams that play, somebody will end up number one.
What about the teams that play in the spring? Won't have a chance?
That'll be decided. I know. It's a mess. So we'll see how that all plays out as we go forward. In pro basketball, in the bubble in Orlando, the Sacramento Kings beat the New Orleans Pelicans 112-106. Coming off the bench for the Kings, Buddy Hield, who played at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. 11 points, 3 assists. He had 3-pointers along the way as the Kings get a win in the bubble. The Kansas City Royals lose 6-5 at Cincinnati in 10 innings last night. The Royals' 4-game winning streak snapped as they left 10 runners on base. Royals and the Reds wrap up this very brief 2-game series in Cincinnati. 5:30 p.m. Hear the game today on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. And a happy birthday today to a Wichita sports legend. Lynette Woodard is 61 today. North High School, 2 state titles. 4-time All-American at KU. The first woman to play for the Harlem Globetrotters. The all-time scoring leader in major college women's basketball. Right from right here in Wichita.
I saw her play as a Harlem Globetrotter.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
That was a good experience. I was just a kid, but that was really cool.
Well, she is a legend and a Wichita treasure, Lynette Woodard. It's her birthday. She is 61 today. It is 6:22 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's take a look at traffic and weather and more business news coming up. And avoiding unforced errors, mistakes you just don't have to make. That's the message from Dr. Sanjay Gupta coming up in just a few minutes. KNSS News Time, 6:22.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.